Residents of northern Afghanistan have a lot to worry about: the U.S.-led bombing campaign, the ongoing civil war, years of devastating drought. Despite that, many still take time to honor the passages of life. Eric Engelman reports from the northern Afghan town of Faizabad.
Of all the mountains surrounding Faizabad, the most dramatic may be Julgar Peak. The Soviets kept a military outpost there during the occupation. It's still littered with mines, and Northern Alliance forces lobbed the occasional shell at it for target practice. Today, like many days, a procession of Soviet-made trucks winds its way down the side of the mountain. But they're not filled with soldiers, as you might expect. They're packed with wedding guests. It's the height of the wedding season in Faizabad, the capital of the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance. And nothing, not war, not drought, is stopping people here from celebrating a time-honored tradition. People here take the marriage ceremony very seriously. The groom's family pays for everything, and they start saving money up to a year in advance. The night before the wedding, hundreds of men join the groom for a night of singing and dancing under the stars. The groom in this case is a nervous-looking 19-year-old who sits stoically in a chair of honor. His bride-to-be is nowhere to be seen. She and other female relatives have spent the day cloistered inside, decorating their hands with henna. Like most other aspects of Afghan society, the wedding is strictly segregated by gender. Women cannot take part in the festivities, though a few venture out onto the roof of a nearby house to watch the men from a discreet distance, their white veils standing out like ghostly silhouettes against the night sky. The father of the groom, a wizened old man named Merdell, is glowing with pride. He says he's grateful to live in a part of Afghanistan not controlled by the Taliban, who he says would never allow such a display of music, dance, and joy. The next day, under the watchful eye of male relatives, the groom puts on a new set of clothes, recites a prayer, and heads off toward the home of his new bride. Eric Engelman for NPR News in Faizabad, Afghanistan.